A 42-year-old woman from Houston named Claudia Sierra has decided to undergo 8 plastic surgeries to look more like Melania Trump. And she's appeared on, I guess she's about to appear on Inside Edition, or already has. She says that Melania is the perfect woman, and that's why she wants to look just like her.
That's disturbing.
Is there anybody that you would like to have plastic surgery? Is there anybody that you would be willing to undergo plastic surgery if you were guaranteed to look like them at the end of it?
Yes.
Who?
Wade Phillips.
What? You're going the wrong direction.
Just for comedy reasons. No.
I would.
Who?
I would like to look like Junior after he starts looking like Wade Phillips.
No. You don't want to look like anybody else.
Junior's version of Wade Phillips.
Would you have surgery to look like Melania?
Yes! And all I do is just film myself doing stuff all day long to myself. Wouldn't you?
You're so weird. No.
If you
and
could
nobody
be,
should. All right. You try to look like somebody else.
Okay. If you could be a hot woman for a day, would you do that?
No.
For a day.
I
it's
don't
not
wanna,
like there's no
I don't
damage.
Be a hot woman for a day.
Just to see what it's like, what kind of attention they get, that
yeah,
kind of
well,
thing.
I don't understand why you wouldn't want to do that. You got, how many days are you going to go be in your same job self? I'm offering you one day.
Something would go wrong and I wouldn't be able to go back.
No, that's not part of the hypothetical.
I know it's not,
you're
but somehow.
You're able to go back.
I would agree. I would sign
at,
up.
At
and then
midnight,
you
start shivering and shaking and all of a sudden you become Jub in your ball gown.
No, something would go wrong and I wouldn't be able to come back.
No, that's not it.
I would do it just to be on the other side of the torture. And how beautiful women torture men every day.
Uh-huh.
I would like to be on the other side of it just to see what their life is like. You
and
know?
How men torture beautiful women?
Yes. All the staring and objectifying. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
I think it would be eye-opening.
So, all right. Craig and I would do it. What about you, George?
I don't have time.
What do you mean?
I don't have time for all that nonsense.
You can drop your kid off at school as a woman.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
As a Jub woman.
Yeah, I got bronchitis. No, I don't have time for this.
And I'm allowing you, by the way, to cancel all ticket appearances on that day so you don't have to
I don't
answer
know. That
a lot
might
of questions.
Be pretty cool.
And
what happens to my voice? I still talk like this?
No.
No.
That changes too?
You're the total package.
Yeah. You're full woman. But then you may have, I mean, this is what, this, and you know this would happen, all right? So you turn into a Melania-looking woman, right? You're a beautiful woman.
Uh-huh.
And you have to go to work. You still have to come up to the ticket. And everyone knows
that it's you. My coworkers are hitting
right,
on me.
You will notice. Now, they won't hit on you because they know that you're Jub. But you will see how, you can see it in their eyes, that they kind of look at you differently.
See, I think it's better if they don't know that I'm Jub, and just so I can see how people treat me differently.
Well, that's also a fun experiment you can do on that day. But your coworkers will know that you're Jub. And you will have the creepy experience of seeing a gleam in Ryan's eye as he looks at you when you're talking sports.
When did you start here in sales?
Well, look at you, George.
As he's not looking George in the eyes, but staring at his chest.
Oh,
would
man.
You like to? Would you like it if Craig and I checked out your ass?
No, I would not like that.
But if
you
you're a hot
power,
woman, you might.
This whole no, that's why I don't want to do this. It's just too weird. I don't want Ryan's trying to pick me up, and I don't want you staring at my ass. And no, I didn't think I'd say that today. But everything's pretty much on the table, I guess.
All right. On that day, Craig, do you think George would participate in adult filmmaking?
No. Would he?
Yeah.
I don't. He would want to, but he wouldn't.
That's the correct answer. That is the correct answer.
I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
If you have access to a beautiful female body for a day, you need to maximize.
No.
You need to be doing all sorts of crazy stuff.
This is your thing. You're the one who said you wanted to be Melania, so tell us about your day.
I said a woman in Houston wants to be Melania.
Yeah, but then you said you wanted to do that.
Hey, do you have any pictures of her?
Melania? Yeah,
no,
there's
the
a lot of them online.
The woman in Houston.
No, I don't.
I want to see how far she is from Melania right now.
Because, see, this is a... That looks like a... I'm assuming that's Melania. That looks like Melania to me, but...
How much work has she had done?
I don't think that much.
George.
Oh, come on.
Questioning the FLOTUS.
Yeah, don't question FLOTUS.
That sounds like something Scratch would say. With the FLOTUS?
Let's see. I'm going to look young Melania and see what she looks like.
That's a red flag to an IT department.
Oh, man.
Young Melania. What? She wasn't good looking?
Yeah, she was, Gordon.
Okay, well, yeah.
I don't think she's had a ton.
She's had work, though, right?
I mean, it's not like she was pretty attractive all of her life.
Sure.
Right.
But to me, she looks like a very attractive woman who's had work. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I think there's a lot wrong with trying to look like somebody.
You're work shaming. Women who get work done, you're shaming
them. No, I'm not. Mm-hmm. If that's what they want to do, that's fine.
But you wouldn't want to look like him. It's so offensive to look like Melania Trump that you wouldn't even choose her for a day. If you were to choose a woman to be for a day, who would it be?
I'd choose Marge.
You have to live your life, but you have to have their body.
Let me think about that.
Well, yes, and answer now.
No, I can't do it right now.
How long does it take to think about it?
2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah. This is a big decision.
Well, who are winning? Which way are you going to go? You woman who doesn't get picked up on or woman who does?
I guess you would go with the real...
he was going to say real attractive.
I'm not playing
your
game.
He knows it's appealing.
I don't want to play your stupid games.
Yes.
No.
And don't... Because I know that you wouldn't want to, like, be Hillary Clinton and look just like her for a day.
He would pick one of, Kacey Musgraves or...
And he would do adult filming all day long. You would.
No, I wouldn't. I'd have more respect for her than to do that.
But this is not her. It's you.
If you chose your heartthrob Kacey Musgraves, you would spend the whole day looking at yourself in the mirror.
Yes, you would. You know
naked.
You would.
You would.
I'm not as messed up as you two guys are.
You'd be squatting over a hand mirror all day.
No, I wouldn't.
God.
Oh, man. Oh, you're the worst coworker ever.
Oh, my gosh. I retract that. I retract it.
Too late.
Squatting.
By the way, my study continues, and it looks like, with my untrained eye, that Melania... has had some nose work and some cheek implants.
Yeah. She has face.
What is that?
I'm sorry?
It looks like someone's going like that.
Pulling it back
on each
side?
Yeah, just pulled it back, yeah. Where she smiles and she's like she's always saying like she's been cinched.
Cinched?
Yeah, cinched up. Her skin.
Huh.
That's weird.
Is she our hottest first lady, or is Jackie O still number one?
I think Melania's hotter than Jackie O.
I mean, it's very close. I would take Jackie O, but I don't have a problem.
Yeah, she didn't have as much work done.
I don't think she had any work done,
right.
Did she? Jackie O?
I don't know.
Did Dolly Madison? Have any work done?
No. Guarantee no.
You don't think so?
Or Martha Washington? I picture Martha Washington looking like Wade Phillips.
Gosh.
That's about right.
That's so rude to each of them.
The first 15 or so first ladies were pretty rough old gals.
How do you know that?
Because
may they rest in peace.
When I was in D.C., we went and looked at all the first lady dresses, the picture of them, and... they didn't look like Jackie O or Melania. And they just looked like they were rough.
Boy,
I mean, they just...
Am I not...
Think they look like a sewage factory?
Doesn't she look like Wade Phillips? She does.
Who is that?
That's Martha Washington.
Oh. Well, George, thanks for founding the country and everything.
Yeah, I was just joking, but it's actually true.
Okay, well then why didn't, if you're George Washington...
Let me dial up some defense against them British.
And you're president of America. Don't you, upgrade?
You would think.
Well, that's a really good question.
Well, he should be...
Peter King wants you to learn the thing.
Hold on, Peter. We're talking amongst ourselves right now. But yeah,
okay, but let me ask you...
Once he becomes president, shouldn't he start dating a movie star?
But don't you think back then pickings were pretty slim? How much more could he upgrade in 1776?
We have had to have had beautiful women all throughout human history. There were always women who were who are what we consider hot. She is not one of them. She's not one of them. But, okay, so if you look at the first however many first ladies we have, 20, I don't know.
Yeah.
Where would you say the cutoff is when the first one was starting to get hot?
Jackie According O. to my very primitive study a couple summers ago in D.C., it may have been Jackie.
That's why they call that, you know, we get something from her name, Jackie. Because she was so hot. That's why we named it after her.
You're a hack.
Nuh-uh.
You're a hack.
Okay, so when did the advent of the trophy wife start? If we've had hot women all throughout human history, there were definitely women who we would consider hot even today. But we don't see them on the arm of the most powerful men that this country's ever had. So when did we start with the powerful men feeling like they needed a trophy wife?
I bet it was Jackie O. I bet she started the trend because they were high profile.
Mm-hmm.
And that's back when TV was exploding and more people saw them and saw the trophy wife. Not that she wasn't a deep person or anything like that, but I think that's one reason why John picked her, because she was beautiful.
Right.
And would help him politically.
So why did George Washington pick Martha?
Because it didn't matter back then. There wasn't such thing as a trophy wife. I think Jackie O started.
Well, there's still...
Still something called love, sir. And they fell in love, and that was her...
I don't know. I don't... Back
once
then...
Once she got to the White House, I bet she didn't look like that when she
then,
was 19.
Back then, did they have romantic
they
love?
Yes, of course they did.
I don't know that that's true. I mean, they probably still had, you know, you married for a good prospect, not because of the whole soulmate thing, which has corrupted our nation and caused so many failures in marriage because, man, they're supposed to be everything to me.
Love you so much.
I mean, just love you so much. He just doesn't listen to me. It's like, God, okay, it's because we're basically incompatible. That's why the sexes aren't really compatible except in one very fundamental way. That's the way that makes a woman divide into two people.
That's not what happens.
Well, what happens?
We don't have to explain this to you again.
All right, and then in some other news of Vegas.
Wow, what a left turn.
It is a little bit of a left turn. However, there were a few things about that I didn't get to in Muse in the News. One of them is the second window that he busted out may have been because he was shooting at these two jet fuel tanks right there a couple blocks away.
At the airport.
At the airport, and he shot at them, and he hit them. But he failed to penetrate them, and they didn't detonate. They didn't blow up. Now, I don't know, would they blow up anyway? Or is that just a movie thing?
I don't know.
But that he did try to do that. And they failed to explode. Thought that was an interesting detail. The sheriff there said that he's confident that he planned to flee. He also said that he would need superpowers to pull off the elaborate scheme without an accomplice. Also said there was no suicide note, despite that sheet of paper that was visible in those crime photos. Said that he had spent decades acquiring weapons and ammo, and that he bought 33, this is what I've read, Craig, is that it was 33 weapons that he bought in October of 2016, as opposed to since.
Gosh.
Even though they say he also bought a rifle as soon as, I think, 3 days before the massacre. I've heard that report as well.
Did the girlfriend know that he had all those weapons?
I don't think so. Not that many.
I guess you could.
But she would have had to known that he had some,
yeah,
right?
I would think so.
And he had booked a room above the Life is Beautiful festival that had occurred September, I think, 24th, somewhere around that time, in Vegas. He had booked a couple rooms above that one. The room that he ended up firing from was one that he was moved into. He had requested a room that overlooked the festival, and one wasn't available until the night before when he moved into that room. They finally had one open up. They moved him into that room 135.
God, can you imagine? I bet they said, would you like help with your bags? And he said no.
He said no. And they comped that room for him because he was such a good customer. And they moved him into it. And then there's a report that he had rented out rooms overlooking Lollapalooza in Chicago. And he had rented rooms. He never showed up for his reservations. But it overlooked that concert. The Obama child.
Michelle?
What's her name?
Oh.
No, not Michelle Obama. Malia.
Okay.
She was there in attendance at that one.
Hmm.
But that was another festival that he had booked rooms overlooking, and that was even in a different city.
Wow.
So planning that far in advance.
The mystery deepens.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Gordo, thanks. That's the corner. It's 9:33 on the ticket.